This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
What'd you say? Oh no, we're off the phone.
Well, I gotta work.
So I'm just going on down here and
calling Best Buy customer care. This is Yolanda speaking. How may I help you?
Hello. My name is Shamise from XVO. I have an FMS number for you.
Go right ahead with the FMS number, please.
769-48555.
And I'm sorry, I didn't quite get your name.
Jamise, J-A-M-I-S-E.
Thank you. Can you please verify the customer's name and address?
Zachary Marchakowicz, 70 Savannah Lane. Oh, I can't talk today. Lebanon. Maine, 04027. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Let's see here. Okay, so I'm showing that this is like a dishwasher installation, but
correct.
It's pending reschedule status.
Correct. The tech said that he cannot install the dishwasher due to the washer does not come with the drain line.
What do you?
The washer is missing a drain line. The model that they bought, it has to come with the drain line. And they don't have...
You mean like the drain hose?
Yes.
Okay, let me check something here real quick. Let me look at the order and see.
I don't think they bought it from Best Buy. They got it from somewhere else.
Okay.
I'm thinking...
Let me look it up and see if I could find anything, any purchase. Unless, like, the customer bought it and then took it home. Nope, I don't see that either. All I have is...
Yeah, he said that they're going to have to go back to the company that they bought the dishwasher from. Because they're not able to install it without a drain line.
Okay. So let's see, called in due to installer arrive for dishwasher install, unit not purchased at Best Buy, missing drain holes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I think I found something. Hold on. He did bought it with us.
He did, but it's just missing a drain hose. Is that what it is?
Is it a KitchenAid?
Ugh, I don't know. Let me see. He said it's the floor model, I'm assuming. I'm not sure. He said it's the floor model and it's supposed to come with the drain line.
No, I understand if it's an open box or anything, but, I mean, I'm looking at the receipt, and that's not what I show.
Do you want to speak to the tech? I can add him on the line, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, can you please? Because
yes.
I just want to make sure, because I actually ordered that part.
Jeff, are you on here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, DOD would like some explanation regarding the dishwasher, I'm sorry. They want to know a few things about it.
Hi, installer. This is Yolanda with Best Buy, with DOD or LPFR. Good, and yourself? Now, I need to verify. That unit that you went there to install, is it a KitchenAid?
You remember what brand that was? Showroom one? KitchenAid.
Okay. Because it looks like the customer bought that at a store, at a Best Buy store, but it was like a one of those that they could grab and go, you know, that the customer takes her home.
Yeah, like a show, yeah,
and
a showroom floor one.
Okay, so then that very unit well. Is missing the drain hose?
Yes, and I believe it didn't have a manual inside it, and all it had inside was just the mounts, the clips that go on the side.
Okay.
And they're missing most of the equipment for it.
I mean, because I could order the part, I just want to make sure that, you know, that you guys will be able to, if I order it and send it directly to him, that you guys will be able to then complete that installation, that there's nothing else missing.
Yeah, maybe we just need the drain hose, and if they need the manual, that too.
I can't do much of the manual. He's going to have to look it up online. but the drain hose, I could go ahead and do that.
Okay.
All right. Let me go ahead and let's see. Dishwasher drain hose loop with check valve goes from pump to drain hose. 67 inches. Is that what it is?
It's like the plastic hose that goes on the back that you
yeah.
put into the sink so it can drain. Because all they had on it was the small piece of the hose that is on the side. And then
okay.
normally these dishwashers have the drain hose inside. Then we clip them on and then put them into the sink drain.
Okay, so I
so
have here because I'm looking. Yeah. So I'm looking through KitchenAid, right? And it's got one
yep.
part that it says drain hose extension goes from the drain hose loop to the house drain. Is that the one?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Is there like a picture? It should just be like a plastic tubing.
Yeah, it's a plastic and it has like one end to it, like something
like a rubber
grippy thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
On one end.
That should be correct.
Okay. Oh, all right. Then let me see if I could go ahead and order that for the customer, send it to the customer, and then reschedule the installation. If you guys don't mind, may I please hold for just one moment because I need to contact the client and let them know what we're doing before I could give you a brief
yep.
for your trip charge today, okay? Just one moment.
Okay. Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All right, Jeff.
Yep.
And you want to go ahead and give me the second order number?
Yeah. Zero seven nine two four beta four foxtrot.
Okay. Okay, is it for Rita?
James Campbell. Can we reread that for you?
Okay, read it again for me. 079.
Zero. Yep. 24. Beta. 4. Foxtrot.
Are you saying data as in D as in dog?
B.
Oh,
B
P.
As in boy.
Oh, B as in boy. B as in boy.
Yep.
Okay. All right, we have a James Campbell, 8
yep.
North Village Road, Cape Medic, Maine.
Correct.
Okay, and what's going on with the customer?
So, the way his stove that he had there and wanted us to put the new one in the same spot, he had 16 and a quarter inches of clearance above the stove from the bottom of the cabinet. And the cabinet that he had was right above the stove. So it's a really big fire hazard for that. So he would have to move his cabinets, and he was going to. But he said it would have taken him too long. So he's going to have someone come in and take down the cabinets and either try to fix one he has or reschedule for the new one.
Okay, and that was an installation, or what was that?
It was an installation.
Okay. Installation.
And we'll be bringing the new one back to the store for him.
Okay.
Today.
And you were going to install the microwave? That's what it was?
Yeah, a stove.
The stove, okay.
You didn't have a microwave for him.
Okay. All right, well, I'm just waiting for her to come back.
Yeah, it's fine.
XPO.
Hello. Yes.
Thank you for holding. I do have a case number for the trip charge. I'm going to be ordering the part for the customer, sending it to the customer directly, and then reschedule the dishwasher.
Okay, I'm ready for that code.
That's 285-515-739.
Okay, that's 285-515-739.
That is correct.
Okay, can you do another order for me?
I actually have the other customer on the line. I mean, if you don't mind holding.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
All right, so just bear with me here just one moment because I'm creating this part order right now and...
Jeff, do you have the breeze code?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and add your trip charge. And then I'm waiting for her to complete it, and then we're going to start on the second order.
Just one moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for holding. I greatly appreciate your patience. Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm just doing some notations.
Yeah, that's okay. I thought that I lost you. I'm like, oh, no.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I'm still here.
All right, so I ordered that drain hose. I send it directly to the customer, reschedule the customer, but the next available is not until April 29th, so hopefully by then he'll have the part.
All right. I got another order number for you.
Sure. What is that FMS number?
Give me 1 second.
Sure.
All right. The FMS number is 770-418-9770-41882.
Okay, let's do this. It's 7704. What's next?
1882.
Thank you. And can you verify the customer's name and address for this one, please?
James Campbell, 8 North Village Road, Cape Natick, Maine.
And how can I assist you with this one?
Okay, so the customer has installed installation, but it's not going to be able to be installed due to the hazards of the cabinet. It's a 16.5 quarters above the cabinet, above the stove. So they're not going to be able to install the stove.
I'm not quite understanding, and I do apologize. So they're not able to install it. Did they leave it with the customer?
Jeff, did you leave the stove with the customer?
No. We have it on our truck. We're bringing it back to the store that we got it from today.
Can you explain to her? Because I don't think she understands the way that I'm explaining it.
Let me see, installer. Let me see if I get this straight. So basically, for safety, there's a certain height that you have to leave from the range to the top of the cabinet.
Correct.
That's not meeting that. Is that correct?
So, the safety, the good amount you want is 18. Anything above the stove has to be 18 or high. So the cabinets come down on the sides, and then where a normal OTR would go has to be 30. But his cabinets that come down on the side was right above the stove, and it was only 16.25 inches above. So if he put a pot or anything on it, a flame would easily go around that, and grease could splash, anything, catch all that on fire.
Right. And literally, if when you go and Google that, like building codes, it's supposed to be 24.
Yeah. And all these stoves come with a manual, and it states right in the manual what their heights are. And there's only, four types of models that allow anything under, which are, I think, LGs with 15. But
XBL called in due to installer was unable to complete delivery and install.
The customer
range due
customer
to
said,
is that the space between the cabinet or between the microwave? Do they have a microwave there?
They don't have a microwave there. They have
okay,
nothing.
Okay, so it's between the cabinet.
But another cabinet, yeah. It's just the cabinet.
Cabinet and range. Not safe. Supposed to have at least, right, 18?
Yeah, at least 18. 18 on side cabinets and 30 on the top cabinet.
Okay. On the sides, right?
Yep. Side cabinets, and then the cabinet goes over.
Cabinet. And over range is space. Space is 30.
Yep.
All All right. If you guys don't mind, my place on hold for just one moment.
Yep.
Okay, Jeff, this is going to be the last one that I'm able to do.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because it's taking longer than I've expected.
Yeah, they always do.
Yeah, this is the last one. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I understand. It was a rough day yesterday for us. All of these codes are for us from yesterday.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, we had... So, we're not from Maine. Our company is stationed in Massachusetts. So, we have to drive about 2 hours up to Maine for 2 days. We stay in Maine for a night. And we do a whole Maine route. And it took us... We started at 4 in the morning on Thursday. Finished at about 8:30 at night.
So, you tired.
We couldn't even... Yeah, so we couldn't even, like, call you guys to get these done yesterday, because by the time we would have had everything called in, we probably would have been closed.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this sucks.
Yeah. It was, like, a 15-hour day yesterday.
Hmm. So, y'all still doing them today? Are y'all still making routes today as well?
Yes. Yep. This is our last day up here.
Oh, wow.
We had 10 stops yesterday, with 12 including picking up the products from the store. So yesterday was something, but we only have 6 today. And then we get to head home.
So when are y'all off days? Like, are you going to be off soon?
Depending how late we get back tonight. Me and my partner, we may not work tomorrow, but we always get Sundays off. And then our company has a big crew of installers. So half work Saturdays and get Mondays off. The other half work Mondays and get Saturdays off. But we all work 5 days a week, probably 13, 14 hours a day.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. For one person, it is.
Yeah, it definitely can be.
All right. We're just waiting on her.
Yeah, we have like 30 minutes till our next stop anyways.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. I greatly appreciate your patience.
Yeah, of course.
Got a case number for you.
All right. I'm ready for it.
That's 285.
Yep.
516.
Yep.
806.
Awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Ms. Shalonda. You were very helpful.
No problem. Anytime. Thank you for calling Best Buy Customer Care. Have a good day and be safe out there, installer.
You too. Thank you.
All right, Jeff. Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
Nope, you're good. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling XPO. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer.